Hello, and welcome to Words and Their Stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore the stories behind common expressions in American English. Today, we talk about an object found in every home. We eat off them. We can also work at them. We play games on them, and at other times, we simply gather around them. They are tables. A table is often at the center of many activities. So it is not surprising that the word table is used in several common expressions. Let's start with a very simple one, to table something. George Bernard Shaw was a famous playwright. He reportedly said that England and America are separated by the same language. However, he may not have said that. It was the Irish writer Oscar Wilde who wrote years earlier in his 1887 story, The Canterville Ghost, "We have really everything in common with America nowadays, except, of course, language." Regardless of who said it first, there is truth in this funny statement. Similar expressions can sometimes mean different things in the UK and the US. For example, the term to table means one thing in Britain, while it means the exact opposite in the United States. When Britain's Parliament wishes to consider an issue for discussion, members vote to table it. On the other hand, when the United States Senate or House of Representatives vote to table a proposal, lawmakers decide to set aside the plan or even kill it altogether. These differences led to misunderstandings between the two countries shortly after the United States entered World War II. As the Americans and British began to develop joint military plans, the term to table usually required a clearer explanation. There were British proposals that the Americans were strongly opposed to. They did not even want to discuss them. Respectfully, they said, "Let's table them." The British were happy to hear that. They thought the Americans were ready to give the proposals serious considerations. Boy, were they wrong. For a time, the misunderstandings could be troublesome. But in time, the two sides grew to understand what each meant by the expression to table, and communications between them improved. So did their military situation. In time, the Allies turned the tables on Nazi Germany. After being on the defensive for a long time, Allied forces moved forward to take the offensive on all battlefronts. The Allies turned the tables on German forces and defeated them. The expression to turn the tables means to give opponents the same treatment they have been giving you. This saying comes from a popular 16th century card game. In the game, a player might have found themselves in a worse position than his opponent. And so, turning the board or table around put the other person in the same position. Now, let's hear this expression used in an everyday conversation.
Hey! Did you watch your boss's television interview about education reform?
Not yet. I hate watching her speak to reporters. Most of them are unfair and unprepared.
Well, your boss was ready for them. She turned the tables on all of them. She brought all her facts and knowledge about the issue to the table. She supplied hard evidence that proved their accusations wrong.
In that case, I'll watch that interview right away. Nothing is better than seeing the tables turn against unfair reporters.
So the expression turn the tables comes from a game, and so does the expression cards on the table. If we put our cards on the table, we lay everything out in plain view. Nothing is hidden. However, people who want to keep their plans secret deal under the table. This expression is used to describe dishonest activities, such as cheating. An employer who pays a worker under the table is paying them illegally without taking out taxes. But if you bring something to a party, you don't put it under the table, you put it on the table. Often, when people are invited to parties, they bring something to eat or drink to share. Whether it is a bottle of wine or a chocolate cake, these gifts go on a table for everyone to enjoy. In American English, however, what you bring to the table is not limited to food or something to drink. What you bring to the table can be interesting stories, personal knowledge of a subject, or a witty sense of humor. These things all make the event better. So people who bring something to the table are those who bring something of value to a party, meeting, or event. On the other hand, if someone does not bring anything of value to a gathering, for whatever reason, we can say that person brings nothing to the table. You might ask, what does VOA Learning English bring to the table? We create stories and programs every day that, hopefully, help you improve your English. Thanks for listening. I'm Ana Mateo.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。